You lift me up, you fill me up, Lord. And this week I did. I sat down in my chair. You know, we have our chair, we have our place. We want to make sure we spend our time with the Lord. And I want to be careful that I don't just want to spend my time with the Lord, you know. Now I got it done. Got my devotions done. I'm ready to go through the day. Well, there's some truth to that, but there can be somewhat of a habit about that, and I got to get it done. And while I'm getting it done, my phone might buzz, my email might ding, my brain might ding. And so you have to fight the good fight of faith. You have to keep moving. You know, right? Anybody else have to do that? Anybody else have to turn back? No, I never grow weary of turning back. You know, but that seeking of the Lord, and I was thinking, my mind interrupted, not God's mind, my mind interrupted this time, and I just started to be amazed by all that Jesus is. You know, I mean, because he's truly everywhere. You know, we sing that chorus that says, everywhere I go, I see you. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, he's there if we're looking. You know, we're looking for the Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, looking unto the Lord. We look unto the Lord if there's a problem. I look unto the hills from where cometh my help. But then I had a thought about looking for the Lord. Looking for Him in everything. Looking to see Him. You know, He made everything. He really did make everything. Everything. The Bible says that all things were made by Him. There was nothing that was made without Him. So He made everything. And so if anybody has anything, that anything comes from His everything, right? Now, some people don't recognize that. Before we knew Jesus, we didn't recognize that. If we continue to grow in the Lord, we recognize it more. You know, I just don't want to be lax in my pursuit of the Lord. I want to catch myself if I'm drifting. I want a Holy Ghost rumble strip, you know? So that, like, Rem, you can appreciate rumble strips in the truck, you know? They bring you back on track. I don't mind being brought back on track, but what I really have a desire to do, I have a desire to be found looking. You know, God came into the garden looking for Adam and Eve. And we all figured that God knew where He was, and probably God did know where He was, but God said, Adam, where are you? I think that God says to us sometimes, maybe, where are you? While we're reading our Bibles and we're praying, He's saying, where are you? I mean, well, it is my desire, but I want to make sure that I'm looking for Him. Everything made by Him, so everything anyone possesses, all things material, spiritual, good stuff, truly beyond my ability to imagine. But it fills me to think of it, that everything. You know, nobody created computers without God. Nobody just came up with technology. They might think they're smart, but oh, what joy it is when they figure out that it was God. When they are fortunate enough to hit an attitude of gratitude. You know, those are the things that make me giddy nowadays as I imagine people changing overnight. I mean, I just think about it and I think, man, oh man, you know, it's going to be great. I don't think about, oh God, it's never going to work out. I won't do that because if I do that, then I maybe am not believing that God is able as God says that he is. You know what I mean? Don't let anything bring you down. Don't let anything sink you beneath what you know to be true. Hey, look, if you're in a swimming pool, hey, if I'm in the shower and I put my face up to that shower, I recognize when I begin to waterboard myself. You know? Have you ever been looking up into the shower and breathed in? It's an awful experience. And if I do that, I don't go more. No. I duck away from it, you know? We recognize. We don't want to be deceived. We don't want to be wandering out of the way. We want to be plotting our course. Recently, I don't know when, but I do remember that in the night I was sort of having a dream, and I was having dreams of roads that I'd been on, and then all of a sudden, I was lost on those roads. And trying to find, you know, it's a little panicky, you know? It's like all of a sudden there's no exit. It's you know, and it's like, well, there, I know I've been on this road. I know that I recognize this, but you know, interstates don't turn into the bottom of grain bins where all of a sudden they're like this, you know. And so, I don't have any understanding of it, but it caused me to think of it spiritually. When I know that I'm in a place and then I forget my way. When I forget that the joy of the Lord is my strength. You know, sometimes we forget that all of those things that we know and all of the scripture, you know, it takes me back to when I first went to a meeting of the pastors. Anyway, we got into this van and they had this guy, an older guy in the van, and I really was pretty new, and they told this guy, you know, like he was a jukebox, recite this. And that guy could just recite chapters of the Bible. He would just recite, but you know, it was sort of like listening to the tape on Bible. I thought, whoa, that's amazing, man. You know, I memorize a few, but whew, you know, I don't have the Gospel of John memorized. I don't, you know, I mean, it's like, and for a moment I felt like maybe I'm not a Christian. But it doesn't do any good to memorize all of that if we forget what it's about. If we just say it, you know, if we say, I can do all things that through Christ who strengthens me, God, I just don't know what I'm going to do. This is just killing me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why doesn't he do something? You know what I mean? See, we're all the time looking for God to do something as God has given us what we need to do it with. You know, when we first bought a computer, I was the house computer tech. Now, that's something, isn't it? I was the guy that called the cow computer. What's that? Gateway? I was the guy that called them and they said, oh, your hard drive's bad. We'll send you a new one. You'll have to put it in. Put in a hard drive? Are you kidding me? Man, I thought that box, you know, was fragile. Till I saw some guy when we stopped one time along the road and the back of his trunk was full of stuff and he threw it in and threw it out. And you know, so it came and they had these pictures and they said, call if you have trouble. And I didn't bother to look at the pictures. I called right away. I said, what do I do with this? Well, You know, open it up. Okay. Now take the old one out. How do I do that? Well, you might have to put your knee on it so you can get enough pressure to pull it off. It's on the, put my knee on the computer. But I was the tech expert. Now, I wish Joshua would listen to the messages, because he'd be sitting there shaking his head. Who could believe that? I'm not anymore. I was more than happy to hand those reins over once somebody knew something about them. I am happy to call and say, this isn't working. I'm a little impatient waiting for the answer of the fix, but it's okay. I'm learning that. But you understand, God's given us the fix. He says to let my word dwell in you richly and then work it out of you. And we can't forget these things. See, we can't, some of us have been together for 37 years doing this. Don't be thinking, no wonder I'm tired of this. You can get a new pastor. I'd be fine. I can worship from out there. That's where I wanted to be in the first place. But we have. But how many times in your years have you forgotten what was important? And when we forget what's important, we should immediately rally, right? But sometimes when we forget what's important, we get condemned. We feel ashamed. Or we try to convince ourselves, I didn't forget. I'm fine. I'm just fine. But on the inside, we're thinking, maybe not. Maybe I'm not. Well, see, God said, just turn. Just recognize it and turn. You know, I've shared about this before, but the time that Vicki and I, we were trying to get through St. Louis and the construction was weird, and we just kept missing, maybe I did, I don't know. She had it on Google. She had it on Google, and she said, you're supposed to turn here. I turn here. It didn't work. No, you were supposed to turn. Wait a minute. Where am I supposed to turn? So finally, after the one place we turned, I went and I got out of the vehicle, and it probably wasn't even a great place to be out of the vehicle, but I went walking into this place. That's how in the world do I get to the road I want to go to? And there might have been some shady people in there. You know, I don't know. Vicki seemed to be a little bit scared waiting for me to get back out of there. Of course, we had kids in the van. But anyway, you know, and finally, we got on a road that got us to where we wanted to go. But we didn't give up in the middle of the road. You know, we won't give up. We won't give in. We'll just start to praise again. We'll keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. It's not okay with me if I'm drifting. It's not okay with me. And I don't have time to justify it. I don't have time to excuse it. I prefer to be amazed by God. And so while I was being amazed about, wow, I mean, he made everything. Well, that's, you know, that's elementary. It kind of is. We should know that. But do we think about it? Do we enjoy it? Do we let it comfort us when we don't like the way things are going? Can we just think, you know, God made everything. All things were made by him. Nothing was made that was not made by him. Everything, you know. Vicki is going to have surgery on Thursday. We're so excited. But I was thinking last night about, I'm still going to pray and believe that baby will shrink before she gets in there. You know? If the way that God's going to fix it is by that surgeon, then he's going to do the best job he's ever done. He's going to come out of there going, I have never had one go so smooth. That's wonderful. I've been in the countdown, really. I bet up until yesterday when it hit me, wait a second. James Robinson said he prayed for people going down the hall for brain surgery and they were healed. So I'm not just throwing the healing out, but I've been just kind of going, oh, when they were hoping that they could get a cancellation for last Thursday so she could have it last Thursday, but they didn't get to have it. And so by like Friday morning, I was thinking, is she going to make it until then, Lord? You know, it's been tough on her, and I don't want things to be tough on her. I don't want her to hurt. I would take it if I could because I got a pretty high pain tolerance, but I just assume they fix it. I don't want to have to take it. But it would be okay. It would be just marvelous if we checked in at 6 o'clock on Thursday morning and then went to start getting her ready, and all of a sudden Vicki said, ooh, there it went. And it would be just fine with me after she said, ooh, there it went. If the doctor said, we're going to check that. We aren't going to believe that. Hey, hit me with your best shot. The baby's fixed. In my mind, it's fixed already. I fought the good fight of faith of when I started thinking about it and I saw the picture of it. I thought, well, what if they mess up her nerve fixing her back? But they seem to have it all figured out. They can't do that. So that's good news, you know? It's good news. Who made that? God? God made that. It isn't something they came up with. Who in the world would be able to do that if it weren't for God? You see, and so as in our life, we begin to give the glory to God. We begin to turn the things around. We begin to, you know, I mean, when I was first lost, I know I'm wandering here, but when I was first lost in my dream, on a highway that I thought that I knew, I was anxious in my dream. You ever get anxious in your dreams? You know, I was anxious in my dream. But I thought about God. I didn't think about him with mountain-sized faith, but I thought about God. And when I thought about God, the lostness began to be foundness. Now, when I wake up, I can realize what it was. I know what it was to be lost. I once was lost, and now I'm found. I was blind and now I see. Only because of God. Only because of him. My salvation was made by him. Without him, my salvation wouldn't be made. Old things have passed away. I've also been having the opportunity to remember my sins were great, his love was greater. He's forgotten my sins. But I've been having some reminders. I've been having some things come into my head, and they've caused me to think and sometimes think longer than I should before I just get real thankful. It's like, oh man. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but some of us have sinned a lot. You know? A lot. But he provided for my forgiveness before I started sinning. Before I was formed in the womb, he knew me. I watched Dutch Sheets yesterday on a thing, and he was talking about no more, and he was talking about God working everything together to the good of those that love him. And so then he did a Greek expose on it, and I can't tell you a thing about that except that he has everything works together to good. It was pre-arranged that it would work out to good. Nothing escaped him. My sins didn't surprise him. He did not plan them. He did not want me to do them. But they didn't throw him off course. He prearranged, before I was formed in the room, he prearranged that I would be able to get to the spot that I'm at. He prearranged that I could be forgiven. He didn't make me be forgiven, but he prearranged so I could be forgiven. And then he prearranged other things. Before I watched that, I was thinking about the way that God works. And I was thinking about me quitting my job and going to be a musician. And then I was thinking about there being a Bible study and some good people to teach us out there. And then I was thinking that I came back to Highmore and God had some people that were hungry that could help me grow up in the Lord. And we all got together, and God, and God, and God, and God, and God, and there's a pastor, the picture of them in the Philippines, and God prearranged for that, and God prearranged for Brother Rogers in Africa, and God prearranged for Wilgo in China, and God prearranged for Guatemala Ministries. He prearranged that, and let us be a part of it. It's amazing. It's impossible in the natural mind. It's absolutely crazy. But it was nothing for God. He prearranged. And so he's prearranged for us to be pulled up off the bottom if we sink. He's prearranged it. Your victory has been prearranged. Look for it. Look unto God. Look for God. Don't just look unto God to deliver you. Don't just look unto God to rescue you. Look for him. Look for him. Because he's looking. His eyes are ever upon you. You know, have you ever been somewhere and you see somebody and you want to catch their attention? Focus. You know? And when your gaze meets their gaze and now you've got their attention, the connection is great. Well, God's always looking. We just need to look to him. And we'll always connect. Look expectantly. Never quit expecting. Never quit anticipating. Never stop looking, watching, waiting, praising, expecting, anticipating, enjoying, calling, or trusting. Don't let up. Don't let up. Because you love him. Because you love it. You know, I sometimes have this crazy thought about someday you won't be able to ride the motorcycle anymore, Roger. I rebuke that thought. Just rebuke it. I cast down that imagination. Maybe that day will come, but I'm not going to think about it till it hits. Preferably, I will figure it out before I'm laying on the pavement, but if not, I will die happy. Sometimes, folks, we get caught up and pulled into a trap of what's not going to work. You know, the people that are afraid to enjoy something good because it's probably going to change. It's just crazy, the traps that we get into. When God says, look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith. Just imagine what I've got prearranged for you. Because I know the plans that I have for you. And they're for good. Not for evil. I got some plans for you. I got some good plans for you. What if we get excited about that? You know? I mean, if we tell one of our kids, you know, we tell one of the kids, oh, I got a surprise for you. And they say, who cares? What? Spoiled. What if when you said, man, I got some good plans, and they say, it probably won't be that good. What? They think they know. They don't know. We think we know. We don't know. We don't know. What we do know is the truth. Hold fast to the truth. Stir up the things that are in you. You can't out-imagine the goodness of God. You can't out-fantasize the goodness of God. So when things aren't going just the way we want them to, let's not get trapped. Let's not just curl up in a corner. Let's start imagining, anticipating, expecting, looking for God. Always looking. Always trusting. There's always something about God to be thankful for. There's always a plan. There's always a way. Hey, you don't give up your life when you Google something and it doesn't give you the right directions. You know, oh God, the world's coming to an end. Google doesn't even know where I am. I can't find you, says Google. I don't care. God can. Last week I had the opportunity to tell the jail folks about how one day we ran out of road, and I think probably we're still in Wyoming, I don't know. But we saw a street light that we hoped was brought us Montana. And so we just followed whatever there was for a road, through fields, over hill, over dale. And it turned out when we got there, it was exactly what we hoped it was. God put that light there. Might not be anybody else in the world that's ever seen that light, but we saw it. Might be we should stop and brought us and see if we can find it, or stop and tell somebody the story and they'll say, ain't no way you could see a light and brought us from where you were. There aren't even any roads from where you were. Well, there was that night. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I don't care if anybody believes it or not. Boy, the guys in the jail, the girls in the jail, they like that. They like that because, you see, there's a light for our life that maybe nobody else sees. But it's leading us. Jesus is the light of the world. Be always looking. Never giving up, never growing weary. Never being so long with the Lord that we're no longer excited about the Lord. Never so long with the Lord that we can no longer be surprised. I know that. Yeah, I know that. I know that. Some people honestly act a little bit like they have the attitude of, yeah, but it's getting old. Woo! Slap yourself. Give yourself a good hard slap. Rodney Howard Brown used to say, extend your arm as far as it'll go. I'm not going to do it. I just can't take it anymore. Bring that arm in with velocity and smack yourself. I've heard too much about concussions. I might give myself a concussion. But a little tap's good now and then. Folks, enjoy God. Look for Him. Talk to Him. Remind yourself how much you're appreciating and Him how much you're appreciating. See, we have not come to the end of anything that He has pre-planned. It was prearranged. He prearranged enough to overcome anything that the enemy could throw at you. Isn't that something? You know? We don't need to sit around going, well, why did God let this happen? It ain't what He let happen. It's what He's got planned to finish it. This morning I had a plan. I had a plan to get on my four-wheeler. Put that blade down and zoom off the snow. I put that four-wheeler turned it on, turned on the choke, hit the starter, boom, it started. But I didn't get it kept going. And I discovered that apparently my charger hadn't been quietly in the right place, so that was the end of the starter. Well, it just so happened that the Lord prearranged. I was looking for a shovel, and I found a shovel with a wheel on it. My son has a wovel that has a wheel about this tall. Well, I bought a mini wovel, a shovel on a wheel. Oh, don't knock it till you try it. Anyway, so I had that. I even had a perfect place in my rafters to hang it. That thing hangs there. When I pull my pickup in, right at the windshield is where I stop, and that shovel just hanging there. But I didn't want to use that shovel. But today, I got to find out if I had a good idea. So I got out my mini wovel. I can't remember what the real name is. And it works pretty good. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not excited about using it all the time. But it was a lot better than the other kind of shoveling. You push, poof, push, and poof. Anyway, God prearranged. He didn't kill the battery on my four-wheeler, but I had a shovel hanging in the corner. Because you see, the other little thing of this was is my Chevrolet pickup is in Harold now, and I was going to take all my shovels out of the back, and I thought, I'm not going to need a shovel. So my good shovels are in the back of the pickup. I wasn't going to drive 16 miles to get my shovels. So God prearranged, I had a shovel. But even better, I know the sunshine's coming. We always know it's coming. It's like I used to tell my mom when she'd say, well, the sun is shining today. And I'd say, it shines every day. We just don't always see it. I suppose so. Enjoy yourself, Mom. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful. You excite us. You do. You do forgive us for getting caught in humdrum if we ever do. Forgive us for letting other things be more exciting than you when you just want to be involved in everything. You love everything that we do. You love everything about us. And so we just look for you. Help us, Lord, to do just that. Holy Spirit, remind us to look. Look for what God has prearranged, the solution, the victory, the healing, the strength, the joy, the provision, the protection. It's been prearranged. We're going looking for the treasures. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.